Sunshine listening area. Stop by and thank Kim and Gil for their sponsorship of the KCSI Community Calendar. Remember them for all of your garage door and wick building needs. That's your garage door specialist, McNeely Garage Door Service in Shenandoah.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. 22 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. 76 degrees, 29 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here at our studios this morning. And as I have been telling you, we're going to have the opportunity to visit about an upcoming event with the Stanton Library. And this morning, Harriet Olson. Harriet, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good morning to you. How are things going?
Pretty well. Lovely rain we've gotten.
We needed it. We'll take it. So, Harriet, you are involved. When I think Stanton Library, I think Harriet Olson. I can't separate those two things. So you have been involved. You've told me when you were a little girl.
Right. Being involved with used to take me there when we would visit in the summer. And that was back when it was still in a house on Main Street.
Wow. And we have with us Katie Shearer. Katie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, Katie, let's talk a little bit about your involvement with the library. You told me off air that you're a reader. You love to read.
I do love to read.
How many books have you read this year?
I am on book number 70.
70?
Yes.
How many have you read this year, Harriet?
Well, mine has slowed down a little bit. Paul was in the hospital. But I think I usually try to get through at least 30.
Wow.
And I do most of my reading in the bathtub.
There you go. Okay. Well, however it works, right?
That's right.
So, Katie, you're here because there's a new group.
Right.
Probably incorrect terminology, but a 501c3.
Yep.
Friends of the Stanton Library, correct?
That is correct.
All right. I don't know exactly where we want to start, Harriet, but can we start with talk about the Friends of the...
I think that would be a very appropriate...
Let's talk about, what is it? When we talk Friends of the Stanton Library, what are we talking about?
Yep. So we're a group, currently we're just five board members, Jeff Fuff, Don Hicks, Nancy Seligren, and Kathy Lindquist, and myself. And we're a group of community members who believe in the power of our library to inspire, educate, and connect. Basically, we're a group where we can get donations that are tax deductible for people, and that money stays right at the library to improve programming and any supplies and things that the library needs that we wouldn't be able to use the funds from the city. So resources that go beyond the tax dollars.
It really all goes to the library is the idea. It's 100%. Tax deductible.
Yep.
This is a process. To become a 501c3 takes a bit.
It is. And Jeff Fuff put a ton of work in. So thank you to Jeff to get it kind of up and going.
Where are we? It's fairly new, correct?
Yep. Just the last few months. Yep, we've had a few meetings and are just kind of getting our feet on the ground and figuring out next steps to...
All the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, everything is ready, so you could donate, right?
Absolutely. Yep, we can take donations. They can be dropped off at the library anytime.
Do you have a big project out there for like a kickoff kind of thing that you're doing, or what do you foresee coming up?
We're kind of working through promoting and getting the word out there about our group. We are going to have a book sale at the Ice Cream Social, which Harriet will talk about in a bit. So we'll have a book sale, and we'll be there with flyers and information and available to answer questions if anyone has any.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
You can accept donations right now.
Absolutely. Yep.
And
that'd be great.
And it would all go to the Stanton Library and then utilize it however you see necessary, right?
Yep.
Books or whatever that may entail.
New books, programming.
Yeah.
Different, if we needed new furniture or kids' things or whatever, it could go for all different things.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are you excited about this, Harriet?
Very.
Yeah.
This has been an ongoing dream for years. And just a lot of people that have investments are required to go through a 501c3.
Yeah.
Didn't work to just donate to the library for their tax-deferred donations. And so this allows that to happen. And we've had people inquire about it different times through the years. And so Red Oak has had a friends group for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought this was something that would be beneficial for our library as well.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
We're very excited.
All right. So
a lot of hours of legal legal things that have to be done. And Mr. Fuff has just really been a great benefit for that. This came out of one of the meetings that we had when we were going for our recertification a couple of years ago. And we just now, since we first started talking about it, have become recertified again for 3 more years. And that allows us to get some extra state funding for interlibrary loans and different things, that services that we provide.
I was going to ask about that. The certification is through the state, correct?
Yes,
when you're,
state library.
When you say you're recertified, it's through the
state. Through the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
As an organ, and then our recertification goes through the State Library Association.
All right. And then that opens you up to, like you say, some of those programs that are available because of that.
It's not a lot, but it does let us pull in a little bit of extra funding.
Let's talk big picture for just a second before we get to the ice cream social. You have a board, Harriet, that you work with. Tell me about your board.
Well, Charmla Carpenter is our chairman, and Doug Darnold, Dennis Burke, myself, and Katie Miller. We have a brand new board member because Peggy Reed passed away, who had been on our board for several years. Mm-hmm. And Katie has picked up the... We're going to have a little bit younger person on our board, and we're excited about that as well.
Very good. So what are some of the programming that you offer at the Stanton Library?
Well, our library, basically... We love to have children come, and our location allows us to have school classes come over. Mm-hmm. So kindergarten, first, second, and hopefully third this year will come over every 2 weeks to check out books to take home, and that helps our circulation a lot. But the proximity to the school has been fantastic. And I didn't want to leave Main Street, but... This new library and its location has been wonderful. We have so much more space, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are now closed on Mondays because the school has gone to a 4-day school week, except for the beginning and the end of the year. They do some Mondays at September and August, September, and then at the end of the year. But we are open on Tuesdays, 9 to 11 and 1 to 5. Wednesdays, 1 to 6, Thursdays, 1 to 5, Friday, 1 to 4, and Saturday, 1 to 3. Katie does a lot of those Saturday hours sometimes for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we also offer services. I mean, we have the Des Moines Register. We have the Red Oak Express. We have a wonderful area where people can come in and just sit and enjoy reading.
Mm-hmm.
Either those magazines, and we have magazines. We also have puzzles to check out if you want to take home for, we have games for children. We have, still have some audiobooks, DVDs, movies, different things that are there for you to take home and enjoy. And if you can't find a book that maybe we don't have one you want to read, we have the capability through interlibrary loan. And that's what we utilize for our book club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let Katie talk a little bit about the book club, because she and her sister Jetty have been instrumental in getting that going.
Well, let's talk about the book club
okay.
a little bit. Katie, tell me about it.
I think we're on year 4 of our book club, which is hard to believe, we are growing, and it's just a great group of ladies, and we have a wonderful time. We this year have kind of made a point to read a lot of different genres. I kind of mapped out the whole year this year for the first time, so we're not, because a lot of us, I think, lean into, like, historical fiction is probably one of our favorites just as a group, but I kind of wanted to stretch us this year, so I mapped out the whole year, and we're reading all sorts of different things, so you should join us.
So
it's
what
wonderful.
So I want you to tell me how it works. We meet, we talk about a book, we read a book, we come together, and it like? What do you do?
Hopefully you read the book before you come, or some of the book at least, so you can contribute. So we read the book ahead of time. You get your next month's book at the...
You meet once a month?
Once a month. The last Saturday of the month at 3 o'clock at the library. There's always delicious snacks.
You know what? There are always great snacks. They're always...
That's part of Stanton.
Yeah, you do snacks well. Absolutely.
So we just meet and discuss the book. Sometimes the best discussions I've found come from books that maybe we don't love that much, but they just lend themselves to good discussion, and... We end up chatting, and it's great.
So this is for adults, right?
Yep.
Can anyone be a member of the book club?
Of course.
Now, we don't have any men yet, but they could come.
We're currently 100% female, but we welcome every flyer I make says all are welcome, and they all are welcome. So.
But you have a teen book club, or the library does.
We did a tween. We called it a tween book club this summer. We kind of felt like this is the second year I have done the tween book club. We have a lot of programming in the summer for littles.
Yes.
And then there's that middle group, you know, right? They're not driving. They're not.
Yes.
Working, you know, a job yet or whatever. And so I kind of wanted to do something that would be available to them for at the library. So we did the tween book club last year.
Yeah.
And we did a chapter book last year. And this year we did a graphic novel, which was really fun.
Okay. Then, of course, I think Harriet mentioned it, Toys for Tots, or Toys for Tots. Toys.
Tiny tots
that takes place for the littles, right? And that takes place through the school year.
So that, that goes through the school year. And then in the summer, we do the summer reading program. And we had a lot of awesome events this summer. We did the amazing bubble show with the Children's Museum out of Omaha.
You know, I've heard so much about that. I've never
really
seen it, but I've heard a lot
really
about
good.
It.
It's Everyone awesome. Loved it, yeah. Jeff Quinn came and did a magic show. We made seed bombs with Critter Casts. We had 4 weeks of story times with lots of wonderful helpers. Like I said, we did the Tween Book Club, and then we ended the summer reading program with a pool party that we joined with the Red Oak Library, and that was a lot of fun as well.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask a question. This may be a really bad question because I have two library ladies here in front of me. Do you ever read books electronically, meaning on a device?
I would say I listen audiobook to probably 75% of the books I read.
Do you really?
Yeah. I've got four kids that I'm always driving somewhere or sitting and waiting for them to get done at something. So I listen to most of my books. I probably read like a quarter of them. But if I read, I prefer a book in my hands. But I have read on the Kindle too.
Yeah.
But we do have an awesome program through the library.
That's what I was just going to mention.
Well, there you go.
It used to be called Bridges, but it's changed its name.
Yep, to Libby. And it is an awesome app that you can use. And it does, you can check out Kindle books or ebooks or audiobooks is what I mostly use it for. But if you don't know how to get that set up on your phone, you can stop into the library and
you
we would be happy
it.
To help you. Yeah,
okay.
It
is one of those things, and sometimes if you have like four or five books, it's just easy to have them on a device.
Yeah.
So you don't. But I got to tell you, I want a book in my hand that I can feel and I can turn the page. And to me, that's the best way to read.
Yep.
One of the books I read this year, I picked up at a used book. I think it was probably Goodwill, but it was FDR, and it was about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he and I share a birthday. So that was something that caught my eye, and I thought that was an interesting thing to go back in time to the time when I was a child and remember how some of those events took place during the Second World War.
Yeah.
So there's reading just opens up the whole world.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. So, I'm not big in, I can't do the audiobooks a whole lot. I mean, for whatever reason, it's just not mine. But I like a book that I can turn the page and I can hear the paper rustle and I can I just like it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I love audiobook. I speed it up too, so I can get them.
You listen. You listen and fast forward.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about the Ice Cream Social again. Harriet Olson with me and Katie Shearer from the Stanton Public Library. So is it with the just out of curiosity with the Friends of the Public Library? Is there like a president or a chair of your board?
Yep, Jeff Foof.
Jeff Foof.
He is the chair.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
And Don Hicks is second line.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yep. Let's talk about the Ice Cream Social, Harriet. When is it? Where is it? What's it going to be? Tell me about it.
Okay. Well, the Stanton Library will be hosting an annual fundraising event, and it's an ice cream social. Most of it will be homemade ice cream. We're going to have an awfully lot of good things to eat with it and some toppings. But it's going to be Wednesday, August 19th from 5 to 7 at the community room of the Viking Center, which is right next to the school. That same night, school will be having their Meet the Teacher Back to School event. Mm-hmm. And due to construction, they're holding that in the gym at the Viking Center this year.
Okay.
The Friends of the Library group Hopefully, if the weather's good, we'll have their book sale outside. If not, it will be in the hallway. And then the community room will be where you can find us with the ice cream and the goodies. And I think it's going to make a very busy few hours, but it's going to be an awfully lot of fun.
It's going to be busy, that's for sure. So mm-hmm. with the construction, is the parking all still available?
The parking is not involved.
Okay.
The construction is mainly in the front of the building yeah. and to the elementary side. There's some exciting things that are going on with the bond issue they passed last year. Mm-hmm. One thing, the air-conditioned gym is going to be so nice for
yes.
those hot volleyball games at the beginning of the year and graduation at the end. But they are utilizing what was the former administration area where the boardroom, the teacher's lounge, and the offices were. Those are now going to be classrooms.
Okay.
Part of them for the ag department, which has had some exciting things. I just noticed that we were doing represented very well at the FFA at the Iowa State Fair mm-hmm. already.
Mm-hmm.
They came home with some wonderful awards up there in the culinary divisions. Mrs. Spencer's children do a lot of categories, as she does as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be a challenging year this year because they're putting in absolutely new bathrooms, doing the area of the original part of that building. It won't all get accomplished before school.
Yeah.
It will be happening during this year. But I'm so anxious to go in and see what else happened.
And you know, construction is, it seems like, always maybe inconvenient, but it's so nice when it's done.
Right.
And some really great improvements will be taking place. But to the ice cream social, so it might be a little, it's going to be busy.
It's going to be a busy event.
It will be busy with all the activity.
But it's free will donations, so look for the jar on the table as you come in, and hopefully we don't run out.
Yeah. Okay, so what funds raised at the ice cream social go to what?
They go to buying books and events that...
Programming.
Programming.
We're hoping to kind of start planning the programming for the year.
Yeah.
And so they'll go
the
to
Tiny Tots hour. I need to promote a little bit more because that starts September 8th, and it will be at 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning. And the children that go to our daycare, the Child mm-hmm. Resource Center,
yeah.
they come, and then any other children are welcome as well. And they always do a craft activity, but after having some stories read.
There you go. So the Tiny Tot, is that something that you sign your kids up for, or you just do
no.
that part of the day?
Nope, just come
it's
and
just
enjoy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So August 19th is the ice cream social officially. Right. There are other activities that are going on, the book sale, meet your teacher. So come prepared to have a busy night, a
right.
fun night. Free will donation, give way more than you think you should, because it goes back, all back to the library.
It all goes back into the library.
Yes. All right. Very cool. Give me a sneak peek, Harriet, of what some of the desserts may be.
Well, at my house, it'll be cherry bars and an angel food cake, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping for a sample this morning when I saw the sheet, and I thought, Harriet's going to visit. I'm going to have a sample of something really good. But
I am so sorry.
No.
I should have done that last night.
That is quite all right. But it is a great event. How long have you been doing the ice cream social?
Well, as I remember, we started it shortly after we moved to the location where we are now. So it's been over 10 years.
Yeah. Wow. Very cool. Harriet Olson with us this morning and Katie Shearer talking about events at the Stanton Public Library. What else do we need to touch on? Harriet, what have I left out this morning? Have I left anything out?
I think we have covered everything pretty well,
okay.
except I have not mentioned our librarian is Shelley Anderson.
Okay.
I didn't leave that off my list. And I just encourage people to come in and check us out. Our you can go online and find out whether we have books or not, but if we don't, make sure you check into the interlibrary loan part of it.
Mm-hmm.
We are just, we've had some interesting programs through this past year in the evening. We've had things charcuterie boards. We've had travelogues. We've had a person that talked about different public events. We've had mental health issues and dementia, and different things have been covered. So keep track of our library website and
Facebook page.
And also look for those, because often those are in the evening.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good programming with all of those. So, yep. Katie, what else have I left out? We cover what we need to?
I think we got it covered.
All right. Go to the library and just wander around and look.
Yes.
I think it's kind of fun just to go look at the titles and look at what's there and maybe just pick something out. So.
Well, we also, I need to mention Peggy Reed passed away. She was one of our library board members, and we have a new picture in her memory that the family has donated, and the existing artwork that was there was done by a former Stanton individual back in the 20s, that has now been moved up to the History Center, and so it will be displayed there with some other artwork that they have been donated from the church that I'm going to stumble on his name, but it was a Johnson, was that artist. And so that is something new at our library. Also, may I mention a former Stanton librarian for the school, John Schultz, is now in hospice care at the Acura Care Center in Shenandoah. His birthday is the 14th.
Okay.
It was the same as my dad's.
Okay.
So I would like to see a lot of birthday cards go his way, and with maybe some memories of what you remember from band or vocal music, because John did it all. He was band, swing choir, everything many years, and okay. It would be special. And then if anybody would like to put in a little donation, I thought it'd be nice. We have a window project at the History Center, and he was on that board for many years. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be really nice if I'm going to make a donation to that window project. And $2,200 is all it takes to buy one of those windows, and I thought we could do that in his honor.
There you go. Absolutely. That project is moving along well.
It is.
So there
they
you
are,
go. So
they have ordered the windows, and we still need about 40,000.
Yeah.
So.
All righty. Very good. Harriet, thank you so much.
Yes,
always
welcome.
A pleasure to visit with you. Katie, nice to visit with you.
Yeah, thanks for
and
having us.
And congratulations to you
well,
and Melanie
you.
On that new little grandchild.
You bet, absolutely. So what book are you reading right now, Katie?
I just started our book club book for the month, which is Magic Hour by Kristen Hannah, who I love. I haven't read anything I don't love by her.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, there you go.
And I challenge you, Aaron, get busy and find a good book.
You know what? I just started a book by Teddy Roosevelt. Actually, just started it 2 weeks ago. So
just started it 2 weeks ago.
Just started it too.
I'll
me.
Be looking for
I'm
the
a little book. I'm a little different pace than you are.
Let me know when you're going to do that book report on the radio, and I'll be listening.
All right.
And I so appreciate having the opportunity to promote our events with you and your radio station. It has been probably one of the best promotions that we have. Thank you.
We love to do it, and it's absolutely our pleasure to do it. So thank you much.
Thank
Make
you.
It a great day.
You Eddie, too.
Harriet Olson with us this morning, and Katie Scherer from the Stanton Public Library.
It's time for an update of area obituaries and schedule of funeral service reminders.